fourth question. Then, Sauryayanin Gargya asked, "Sir, of the many pranas, what are they that sleep in man, and what are they that are awake in him? What power, Deva, is it that sees dreams? Whose is the happiness? On what do all these depend?" He replied, "O Gargya, as all the rays of the sun, when it sets, are gathered up in that disk of light, and as they, when the sun rises again and again, come forth, so is all this, all the senses, gathered up in the highest faculty, Deva, the mind. Therefore, at that time, that man does not hear, see, smell, taste, touch, he does not speak, he does not take, does not enjoy, does not evacuate, does not move about. He sleeps. That is what people say. The five fires of the pranas are, as it were, awake in that city, the body. The apana is the householder's fire, the vyana, the southern fire for the manas. And because it is taken out of the householder's fire, which is fire for taking out, therefore the prana is the oblation-carrying fire for the devas. Because it carries equally these two oblations, the outbreathing and the inbreathing, the samana is he, the hotri priest. The mind is the sacrificer. The udana is the reward of the sacrifice, and it leads the sacrificer every day in deep sleep to Brahman. There that deva, the mind, enjoys in sleep greatness. What has been seen, he sees again. What has been heard, he hears again. What has been enjoyed in different countries and quarters, he enjoys again. What has been seen and not seen, heard and not heard, enjoyed and not enjoyed, he sees it all. He, being all, sees. And when he is overpowered by light, then that deva sees no dreams. And at that time, the happiness arises in his body. And, O friend, as birds go to a tree of roost, thus all this rests in the highest Atman, the Supreme Self. The earth and its subtle elements, the water and its subtle elements, the light and its subtle elements, the air and its subtle elements, space and its subtle elements, the eye and what can be seen, the ear and what can be heard, the nose and what can be smelled, the taste and what can be tasted, the skin and what can be touched, the voice and what can be spoken, the hands and what can be grasped, the feet and what can be walked, the mind and what can be perceived, the intellect, buddhi, and what can be conceived, personality and what can be personified, thought and what can be thought, light and what can be lighted up, the prana and what is to be supported by it. For he it is who sees, hears, smells, tastes, perceives, conceives, acts. He whose essence is knowledge, the person, and he dwells in the highest, indestructible, Supreme Self. He who knows that indestructible being obtains what is the highest and indestructible. He, without a shadow, without a body, without color, bright, yes, O friend, he who knows it becomes all-knowing, becomes all. On this, there is this sloka. He, O friend, who knows that indestructible being, wherein the true knower, the vital spirits, pranas, together with all the powers, devas, and the elements rest, he, being all-knowing, has penetrated all.